Buy a tool only when you know exactly how it simplifies workflow, speeds up care, and boosts case acceptance.
We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple.
Hey friends, welcome back to Dentistry Made Simple. I'm Dr. Tarun Agrawal, T-Bone, and yes, it's been 6 months since you last heard this voice. I don't know what you've been doing, but I hope you've missed it. You know, right after Christmas break, I walked back into my practice, you know, and the alarms were faint, but they were starting to ring, and looking back, they were ringing. We were in a new practice software conversion mid-flight. I had a new associate. My leadership system started to feel clunky, and at home, I had lots of stuff going on with the kids. You know, so standing there between, you know, computer issues, kids stuff, you know, challenges in the practice, I realized my rhythm was gone. And I realized that practice really needed my help. So I hit pause, not to quit, but to recharge, come back stronger for my team, my family, and for you. And today, I want to tell you the podcast is back. And this week, I'm going to unpack three big shifts that this last 6 months have taught me and one timeless truth that still drives everything that we do. So sit back, relax, open up your ears, and let's get rocking and rolling. So shift number one. Patients are acting like consumers. You know, I've been saying this for a long time in dentistry that we no longer have patients. We have consumers. And inflation, TikTok experts, and one-click price shopping have made patients more skeptical than ever. You know, I had a lady come in for a second opinion on her two front teeth, and I asked her why she skipped her longtime dentist. She said he didn't sound confident. The practice never does this kind of dentistry, and he rushed the exam. We showed her some before and afters, but the clincher was when I used a digital mock-up of her own smile. The moment she saw herself with the proposed result, she said, "Let's do it." So here's a little framework for you. It's show, ask, frame. Show the patient their images, photographs, their x-rays, their scans, the digital impressions. Show them what you see. Ask, what jumps out at you? Frame the treatment as solving the concern they just named. So, you know, prompt. Just hit pause, jot the three top objections you heard this week, and come back to this. Show them what they saw. What jumps out at you? Ask them what jumps out at you, and then frame the treatment, not as a root canal, but as, hey, this is going to get you out of pain. This is going to get you to where you can chew. That's what patients are expecting. Shift number two, your team is the wild card. And boy, I've said this so many times. The differentiation we all have in our practice is team members. You know, we all use mostly the same products. We use the same technology. But what makes us different, our number one product is our people. But our people is the wild card today. You know, it's unclear roles. You know, it's not staff shortages. It's not all of these things. It's unclear role. So here's why I say that. Here's something that happened to me. During a one-on-one with one of my team members, I asked her what she loved and hated in her role. And her role was our revenue cycle management, our insurance, making sure that insurance claims were sent out, that they were being paid, and all of those things. You know, she said, what she said to me is, I love filing the claims, but I hate doing the follow-up calls. I nodded. And then 90 days later, I noticed that our insurance aging started looking like a horror show. When a team member, here's the lesson. When a team member tells you what drags them down, believe them and coach to fix it or build a system to cover the gap before it snowballs, or go ahead and start making changes because trouble is just around the corner. I looked back and this is a change I probably should have made sooner than later. Now, you know, fast forward 4 or 5 months, our insurance aging is back on track. Our claims are going out. They're being followed up. We've got a process in place because what I did wrong was I started abdicating instead of delegating the role. And that's, and we were also unclear on that. So, you know, so recognition is part of the clarity that beats help wanted every time. Okay. So what I mean by that is you got to create clear roles for your team that you have, and you got to create clear roles before you put the ad out, you know, so make sure you get that correct. Shift number 3. And boy, oh boy, do I love talking about this one. Tech without strategy equals an expense. I want to kind of lay out two different people here for you. There's Dr. Buy Everything. You know, I used to think of myself as that. You know, he or she grabs every shiny object. New scanner, new CBCT, new chairside mill, new 3D printer, new AI XYZ software. Everything under the sun. Next thing you know, you're $250,000 on your balance sheet. $250,000 in debt, or $250,000 of cash that you spent. That's $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month in payments. And before you ever bought any of this stuff, there was never a written workflow or any thought given to how are we going to actually implement this into our practice. Turn around, you look forward, the mill starts gathering dust, it's not being used as much as you thought, the team is frustrated, there was no training process in place, and then case acceptance hasn't moved. Now, let's contrast this with Dr. ROI. She invests in one $28,000 scanner with a plan. Every new patient hygiene visit includes a scan. They're going to specifically show when they take the scan, they're going to show them the color map of their wear on their teeth. And then the hygienist has been trained and shown to ask the patient, what do you notice? We provide and offer same day solutions. In other words, we're letting the patient know we can do same day restorations with this, and then follow ups are booked before the patient leaves. The result is an extra case improvement in case acceptance. Patients aren't doing just one tooth, but they're doing the entire quadrant. And break even is clear. It's there within a few months, and the team knows exactly what to do. So what's the moral of this story? Buy a tool only when you know exactly how it simplifies workflow, speeds up care, and boosts case acceptance. Make a note, write on your Apple Notes or Notion or whatever it is that you use, and write down one piece of technology that you own, but you underutilize it. Write it down and then send it to me, and let's work through what can you be doing? What's the one next thing you can be doing to make sure that you use that technology in a meaningful and thoughtful way to help build your practice or to solve problems that you have? So I talked to you about giving you 3 things that are still happening, the shifts that are happening. Number 1 is patients are acting like consumers. Number 2, your team is the wild card. Number 3 is technology without a strategy equals expense. But I also said to you that there's still one timeless truth, and that's that it's still about people. You know, early in my career, one of the things I learned from one of the dentists I worked for was to know every patient's kid's name. I watched him walk into an operatory, literally sit down and say, hey, I'm making up the name here. Jenny, how's Todd doing? How's it going? How was your last trip to, I know you guys were going to the beach, you know, and what I saw were patients were connected to him. And that created trust. And that trust drove that practice. That trust inspired me to make sure that I always try to create trust, try to connect with the patient. Remember something small and always be authentic with my patient. When you make a mistake, just say you made a mistake. You know, I want to give you a 30-second connection exercise. Tomorrow, I want you to greet each team member by name. Pause, hold eye contact, and then dive into what you want to talk about. You know, when you make eye contact, and I need to do this. You know, I'm sitting on my computer, somebody comes and asks me a question. Sometimes I don't even look up. Just literally stopping, turning your head, saying their name, making eye contact, and holding that eye contact for just a couple of seconds can improve morale, build a connection, and lift the energy in your practice. So, what's my personal reflection, having been gone for 6 months? One is I said it was going to be a couple of weeks, and then it turned into a month, and then I said tomorrow, and I said I'd do this. And in fact, I'm recording this on a Sunday morning because I finally got up and I said, you know what? Today's the day. We got to get this started. So what have I done over the last 6 months to allow me to get going? One is I've decided that I need to go deeper, not faster. This year, I've capped social media to no more than 30 minutes per day and no more than 5 minutes at a time. I have a purpose. I get in. I get out, I put my phone down. I've turned off notifications on my phone. And here's what I found. I'm less distracted, I'm emotionally steadier, and my leadership focus is sharper. So I'd like to have you have a 7-day challenge. Cut down your social media, except watching me, of course. Cut down your social media. Direct message me, slide into my DMs with one win and one struggle each day for a week. I'll personally reply to every message. Let's get reset together. Let's get you back on the same track, just like I can see a dramatic shift in my practice over the last few months. It's starting to look like the practice I spent so long building. So let's get rocking and rolling. And by the way, if you didn't know, we've started the 3D Growth Club at 3D Dentist. If today hit home, the Growth Club is built for you. It's monthly team trainings. It's monthly webinars. It's a virtual study club focused on helping you grow your orthodontic, your implant, your sleep, actually apnea practice. You know, help a community that actually gets private practice life. And on top of that, we're offering amazing discounts to the products that help drive revenue in our practice. So if you're interested in growing your practice, you're interested in a community, you're interested in ongoing training in the clinical side of your practice, you need to take a look at the 3D Growth Club. Just join our app. All you got to do is go on your Apple Store or your Google Store, type in 3D Dentist, download our app. It's free to join the app. And then you can go in there and take a look and read about the Growth Club and see if it's right for you. I'm excited to be back with you guys. I'm excited to keep and get back on a roll. And I've got in store for you amazing podcast episodes week in and week out for the next year or so at least. So let's make it happen. And I'll see you guys very soon.